This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The budget contends that direct payments are no longer needed in a strong farm economy and expressed concern that direct payments are capitalized into land values. Crop insurance would be reduced by about $8 billion by cutting producer premium subsidies by 2% if the subsidy exceeds 50%, capping administrative expenses and adjusting subsidies for catastrophic coverage.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Capping total enrollment in the Conservation Reserve Program at 30 million acres, eliminating the Watershed Rehabilitation Program, slightly increasing funding for the Conservation Stewardship Program, and increasing funding for the Environmental Qualities Incentive Program.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The budget for the Agricultural Research Service will be slightly increased to address climate and environmental issues and to enhance cropland productivity. The administration's budget would fully fund the Market Access Program as well as the Foreign Market Development Program. Now the focus will turn to Congress as both the House and the Senate begin to ready their budgets for fiscal year 2013.